Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Stevie Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Rain Verlaine episode, part two. Rain is a neighbor of mine. She's been a neighbor for several years. She lives in Colin Drake's old place, the 93-year-old man that used to live in there, and I used to take care of his dog, Dolly. I had Dolly for 3 years. The main thing that stood out about Rain's episode was just pumping and promoting her album. Definitely support that when it comes out. I'm so proud of her. Thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Weeby Show. Have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome musician Rain Verlaine Part 2.
What's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Was that weird?
No.
That was fine?
Expected.
It was expected?
Yeah.
Hey, I was thinking about this the other day. We had fun at Not Scary Farm, huh?
Too much. Too much fun. We had a lot of fun.
Okay,
last ride. I think about it often.
What was the last one we did?
Oh, the wooden one.
It was the Knight Rider.
Yeah.
The wooden one.
Yeah, we waited for like 2 hours.
Craig, have you ever ridden the Knight Rider at Not Scary Farm?
It's a little dangerous.
Did you like the mazes?
No. You almost got us kicked out.
I know. You don't have to bring that up.
Yeah, he got in a fight.
I was protecting Ailani.
From like a human shark.
From a guy, from a not scary farm worker on crystal meth.
Yeah. A human shark.
Yeah. But we got to do it. Hey, this time we'll go back and we'll bring Craig.
Yeah, so he can get in the fight for us. He protects
us. Don't sleep on Craig.
I wouldn't.
You don't,
ever.
I'm just letting you know, you don't want to mess with Mr. Efros here.
I know that.
He'll win in court. He'll win the settlement.
He'll win in the ring.
And you'll be sorry.
Knott's is fun.
Knott's is fun. How about this? We go, have you been to Magic Mountain?
No.
We got to do that.
Let's do it.
And we'll do this. But what is this?
This is your
It's called
box.
And please explain what permanent discontent means.
It means, it's my album.
It's your album.
It means a lot.
And it's out right now, huh?
Yes, it is. And I am.
You worked hard on it.
I worked really hard on it.
It sounds good. I listened to the songs you told me to review.
Thank you.
I noticed there was like not a lot of percussion. There was other instruments to replace that, though.
Right.
Yeah. Where'd you get the inspiration? Like, how'd you come up with the name of the album?
Well, because I have it.
Permanent discontent. And please continue on that tip. Like, what do you mean by that?
Well,
what does that
mean? I was writing my 11th song. This is like 6 months in. And I was like, this all is not good enough. And then I was thinking, like, it'll never be good enough for my judgment. So that's just like a permanent discontent I'll have. I'll always try to make it better. But I have to be like, assured that it's what it's supposed to be.
Oh, I like that.
So, yeah.
Oh my goodness, look at this. What do we have here?
So that is my limited edition poster.
And where could, first of all, where could people go to get this beautiful music and this this package that you have here?
Well, they can order. Because here's a tape? Yeah, that's my album.
So we have the tape here.
It's a USB.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Wow. It's USB.
Yeah.
I got to take a look at it. Because going back to
We talked about this.
Yeah. So going back to Not Scary Farm.
Yeah.
Remember Omni Boy?
Yeah. He does like a
He was
going
to do an album like this, but you kind of beat him to the punch, didn't you? How does this work?
No, he's doing like a robot thing, like a card. Yeah. That's the album.
Dude, that's sick.
Thank you.
So it's a tape, but it's your album on a USB.
Yes.
Amazing packaging.
Thank you.
How can one get a copy of Permanent Discontent by Rain Verlaine?
On my website, rainverlainemusic.com. Amazing. I'll be selling them at my release show.
And where is, when and where is the release show?
August 3rd at the Hotel Cafe in Hollywood.
Mine?
Yes, it's yours. I hope that's your size.
What is it?
Your size.
It is my size.
Yeah?
I'm going to wear it right now.
Cool. Keep talking
about...
Oh, you're
going
to get shirtless? Like on camera?
No, I'm going to put it over...
I think that's what you're...
I'm going to put it over my shirt. I'm going to put it over my shirt.
Keep talking about your album.
It's good.
Mm-hmm. How many tracks?
12.
12 tracks?
Yeah. They're all very personal and emotional. Hey, you look good in red.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
So how long did it take you to record this album?
I recorded Diego and I, my boyfriend Diego. We recorded it.
Where
in
is
our,
he?
He's in a meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. We recorded it in our home studio. It took like 6 months.
6 months.
Yeah. It's been ready for like almost a year.
Dude, Diego's pretty talented himself.
He's very multi-talented.
Like, okay, he could
start
edit.
With the magic.
Oh, I forgot
first.
About his magic tricks.
Yeah.
He
impressed
he magic.
Your birthday.
Yeah, for my birthday 2 years ago. He did magic, a magic show in front of all the guests.
Yeah, I wasn't there, but I heard it was mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm. He could do Photoshop.
Yeah.
He edits. He could do Adobe Premiere.
Mm-hmm.
He could do amazing percussion drum sounds.
Spanish omelet.
He could produce... He could do camera work.
Yeah.
He was also in like 10 national commercials, one with Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah, Poker Stars.
He was, I mean, he just has done it all.
Yeah.
And he's a handsome guy.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
Thank
person.
You.
I mean,
I consider myself very lucky.
Do you, when he's sleeping sometimes, do you like look
just,
over?
No, I
you,
just
do you look
I don't
at his
sleep.
Face?
I just stare at him.
But do you look at his features?
Yeah.
I mean,
I record it.
Because he has great, like, genetics.
I know.
Like, so...
The bone structure.
He could be a model.
He is.
He is a model.
At that, yeah.
And his brother is damn handsome himself.
Yes, he is.
Right?
Yeah.
What? He's a good artist. And he's a good artist. He tattoos his younger brother tattoos and he skateboards.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a future family involved with Diego?
Yes. I say so. You mean between you two, right?
between me and Diego? No.
We're all family already.
But I do think he's handsome.
I know.
And I think his mom's cool. She smokes cigarettes in the
She's
back.
She's coming June 31st.
God, I'm so proud of you. Look at this packaging, man.
Thank you.
So are you... So
I
what?
I sketched that for a tattoo on myself.
Are you going to get it?
Yes.
Can I get it? I mean, how about we put this out in the universe? How about we do this right now?
Get the tattoo? Like tonight?
Yeah. So, no. I'm just going to put this out there. If you get this Rain Verlaine Puma tattoo, then what's the reward?
You. Your body.
I will give you a back...
If you get this tattoo, Craig will give you a back massage.
Yeah, if you get this tattoo, Craig Efros will give you a back massage.
Deep tissue. The deepest tissue
back
you
massage.
Have.
Well, I'll fly him out there.
What's in the box?
Yeah, what else is in the box? Don't try to change the topic. No, 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 no. We're going
to
finish this.
You I know have what to you tag me tried, in your
no, he
tattoo
tried to
post.
Sideswipe us.
Oh, he always
so
does.
So Craig is going to give you... it's okay. You get to do it on the ground. Do it on the ground.
Are
I like.
Sure?
I like glitter on the ground. I like it. It's magical. It's magical. You could do it.
You seem hostile.
You could do it. Please do it. Thank you. Yeah, so Craig will give you a massage for a whole week straight.
A week?
3 days.
A day.
2 days.
You know you'd do it
two
a week.
Days.
What's in the box?
The box, it's these... Oh, pins. God, you got pins too. So how'd you come up with this packaging and this whole... This is like took a lot of work, huh?
Yeah, it took a lot of little... It's like a...
Permanent discontent pins. So
or
can
your leather jacket.
So how much... Okay, are you going to sell these boxes at your show?
I'm going to do like a few box packages, but mm-hmm. I'm going to sell everything individually.
What if someone wants to buy the package like the way you gave me the package?
I'm going
to
sell a package on my website.
So how much is a whole package with everything that comes with it?
$50.
So, everyone, what's the website again?
RainVerlaneMusic.com.
RainVerlaneMusic.com. If you buy the package, you get the pins. You get the beautiful shirt. You get the poster. You get the whole album via USB right here. Okay? Now, can we go over some of the songs?
We can.
Okay. Sorry. I want to make the most out of this episode. So, explain to me what Timeless is about. That's the first track off your album.
Yes, it is. That is my intro song. It's very moody, that song. I don't think you've heard it yet, but it's actually my favorite on the album.
Mm-hmm.
I named it Timeless just because I think like everything is. It doesn't really have a set meaning. I uh-huh. guess you'd have to hear it and you'll feel it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll know why it's that.
Right. What's your process like before you write a song? Like, do you do the music first or
I do
you
the music
write it first?
Starts with keys. So like I'll uh-huh. have like a little melody and I'll go to the keyboard and I'll just like lay out some chord progressions on keys and then we'll record the music and then I'll just like I have a book of lyrics that are possible to use and I'll just lay those on.
Mm-hmm,
I think it's
mm-hmm.
easier that way for me.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to like start with the words and decide where you want to go.
Yeah.
So.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, but I went to your last show.
Yes.
And your father showed up.
Yes, he did.
And your father showed up with his girlfriend.
Wife.
His wife.
Yes.
Okay, so this is what happened. After the show, well, I met them at the beginning,
yeah.
but at the end of the show, I walked up to
Random lady.
A lady that I thought was your dad's wife.
Yeah.
And I hooked her.
And you were like, she did good.
I go, I am so proud of her. She did so good.
She's like, who are you? Get
and
off.
Then it ended up being not.
I don't know how you
not
did that.
Your dad's. Wife.
Yeah, that
I just
happened.
To put that out.
That
there.
Really happened.
It
I know.
It really happened.
I know.
And so I can only.
I wonder
imagine
who she was.
She had to get a drink after. She literally ran away from me to the bar. She
I
goes,
like that. You,
she goes.
You physically
oh, okay.
touched her.
I physically.
That's cool.
I like assaulted this
yeah.
poor lady.
Yeah.
So
that's
I just
awesome.
Wanted to put that out there. Okay, so
my real dad and his real wife like you. They were talking about it. They were like, your neighbor's so cool. Because you like went up to him.
Your real dad?
Yeah, I mean like not the people you went to. Like my actual dad that met you before the show.
That was your dad I met, right?
Yes.
Like who are you talking? Now I'm confused.
You went to like random people.
Did I meet your dad?
Yes. And his
wife.
He's
a big guy.
Yeah. You were like
that was your dad.
Whoa, you have muscles.
Yeah.
Yeah. He remembers that.
He's a handsome man too. So I met. That's him.
Yes, he's a former Marine.
He's a former Marine. What's his name?
Elias.
So Elias.
He
Shout out to Elias. I hope you're watching.
Shout out, hey Dad.
I
yeah,
hope,
he's gonna watch.
I hope you buy the album and support your daughter.
He has supported me along this way. My
okay,
whole family's good. Been so supportive of this.
Mm-hmm.
Without them, I couldn't have financially done this.
No,
they've
but
helped.
That's for that's
like,
your family.
They're just like
they
so,
believe they believe in this operation,
yeah.
and you know what I'm saying.
It's awesome.
What about your mother?
She has been so supportive of me throughout.
She's
this.
In Texas, there somewhere.
Yeah, she texts me like before this, I told her I was coming on here. She's like, be yourself. That's her advice.
You're always yourself.
Am I?
I only know this. I like when we talk ghost stories too, though.
Let's transition smoothly to that.
To Colin Drake.
Yeah. There we go.
Oh, because remember the first one?
Every time I had Steve comes Drake in letter. My house, he tells me where Colin did his everything in various points. Yes, where I sleep now was his office.
Yeah, so where your bed is where his working desk is.
Yeah, by the windows.
I took his dog Dolly, the Chihuahua. And I used to walk Dolly, and then he had a cigar box in his desk that one time he grabbed this cigar box, and in the very back of the cigar box, there's a crumbled up 20. And he goes, just take it, like that. But I couldn't take his crumbled up 20.
I cannot get like your impression, your voice of his out of my head.
This. I had my day in the sun.
So. Yeah.
Rest in peace, Colin Drake.
Rest in peace.
Do you think, like, okay, so we're going to get back to your album. Drake. But do you think his ghost
he was there still when resides I recorded this. Here? Yeah. So he's part of this because I recorded this album in his, where he put his bed.
That's right. Oh. So where her recording studio is where Colin Drake
slept with his dog.
And let me explain his mattress situation.
Because I never saw that. Yeah,
you never saw it. I'm glad you didn't. It was kind of like a half kid's bed, a half adult bed. There was like a weird
wooden... Well, that's not
wooden,
a big space.
Well, it wasn't a full. That's a full. And it wasn't a twin. It was in between...
The crib?
It was a crib. It was in between a twin and a full.
Oh.
And like his frame was like... It reminded me of like a kid who played baseball or something. It's like a wooden... I don't even know how to explain it. Like a 1960...
Was he tiny?
He was just a frail old white man.
But when you met him, was he already up there?
He could barely walk.
Oh, well,
I mean,
then, yes.
Well, me and Craig used to help him. He would... correct me if I'm wrong, Craig. He used to fall over a lot. One time I walked Dolly... What was that?
Towards the end.
One time I walked Dolly... I'd walk Dolly around 4:30 p.m. every day. One time I walked around the block, I came in, and he was literally on the ground like, Steve, help me. You know, I'm like, oh, my God.
So sad.
Yeah.
Permanent discontent.
So permanent
That's
discontent.
That's why I named it that.
It should have been Colin Drake, permanent discontent.
His spirit is in this, in this USB.
Now, would you, for your next album, I'm just putting it out there.
I'll do a song with Colin
Drake.
Do
a whole album. Dedicated Colin Drake.
That's your job.
No, that's not
my job. You had Dolly.
What? What'd you say?
You had Dolly, so like you took that on.
Oh my God. You're right.
You have to like, you know.
Oh my God.
People don't know that was a dog that you had to put down. You should tell them. Yeah,
so I had to put down Dolly. It was the worst day of my life. It was the morning my dad had a stroke, like his eighth fatal stroke.
Wow.
And it was like 3 or 4 in the morning, and my mom called, and she goes, It's time, he's gonna die, Kwanguya, Iriwa, you know, like, come to Arizona, and I'm like, oh my God, and then I tried to tell my brother, I'm like, okay, he was like, dude, you get the call, I'll be over there in like 15 minutes, bro. And I go, okay.
So you like flew out to Arizona?
No, we drove.
Oh.
And he goes, okay. And then I go, okay, well, I'll get packed. I won't shower. I'll pack, light, and then I'll get Dolly's bowl. And he goes, what do you mean Dolly? I go, well, I'm bringing Dolly, right? He goes, you ain't bringing Dolly.
That's sad.
Figure it out, dude. I go, what do you mean figure it out? So I didn't know who to go to. I mean, I should have just dropped. I didn't want to bother you, though, because I don't think we were even talking at that. Because me and Craig had, like, a year-long fight.
Oh, we did, too.
Because what he did, I don't know if you remember, Craig put firecracker. He did a booby trap.
Oh, yeah.
Outside my door.
That's fun.
No, but it was like firecrackers.
Blair Witch. Tell them about Blair Witch.
What do you mean the Blair Witch?
You just put sticks in front of my door.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were, like,
but
really malicious towards
you. But sticks can't blow you up.
Yeah. Yeah, and then so he had like little bobcat firecrackers, cool. And then Dolly almost got tripped up in one of his firecrackers. Oh, I still cool. love you though. Craig's doing so much. We just had Thai food last night.
Yeah, I know.
To make the long story short, I had to give Dolly up at the Lacey animal shelter.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Well, so you're saying I'm connected. Song. Am I connected? So,
way more than I am.
So should I record a song? I'm not called Dolly.
In my studio.
And then I could sing it with you?
Yeah.
So, okay, so if...
I think she deserves that, right?
Okay, so how about this? I'm not kidding around because I still want to create music. I want to kind of get off the... I like rapping, but I kind of want to get off that tip and experiment a little bit, if you catch my drift.
Yeah.
So we'll talk it out. Maybe we could do like an EP, like a Colin Drake Dolly EP.
I am so down.
Will Diego produce something? Maybe yeah. Craig can make something on his 808.
Well, see, Craig actually
a drum machine.
This song number.
Okay. Oh.
Where is it? Okay. Yeah. Number 4 countdown is Craig came over and we used the 808. So I replaced the drums.
So I didn't even get I didn't get to produce on this, but Craig did.
We were testing it out.
Unbelievable.
They borrowed my gear.
Yeah.
Okay, so you borrowed Craig's TR-808, and him. The song is called Countdown. Let's get back to the list.
Can I take like a ASMR moment?
Yeah, take an ASMR moment. Okay, me too. Hey, cheers. Let's just it's moment Dolly. Of silence. Oh, moment of silence for Colin and Dolly. back to the tracks. Track 2. Young at heart. Take it away.
I am. Everyone's young at heart. This album is about
am
being
I young at heart?
Very.
Is Craig young at heart?
Extremely.
Is Diego young at heart?
He's an old soul.
But is Adam young at heart?
Never met him. Thank goodness. Does he watch this? We can't trash talk her. Are kind or
well, he's the only one that we can.
Because, I feel like he watches
because
this.
Him and Craig almost got a fist fight the other night.
I know. You should vlog that.
Wait, vlog him pounding on Adam's door at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
No, absolutely not. And to answer your question, no, Adam has no idea what I do in my space.
You never know. I don't have this place bugged.
You know what? The less contact, the better with me and him. I
feel
you. I think that he, you know, I love everyone here. Like, I love Marcella. I love you. I love Craig. I love, what's her name?
Craig's girlfriend?
No, Chris.
Kirsten.
And everyone else. But he's the only guy that, like, everyone has, like, gotten in a confrontation with Adam.
Yeah, I haven't met him.
Oh, yes, you have.
Should I invite him to our barbecue?
No, please don't. I beg you. We have to talk afterwards. Like, okay. I'm serious. Like this is just
we'll
us.
Take this
just
off
the
camera.
Homies. Just the homies.
Yeah.
Okay.
By the way, we're having a barbecue.
When?
Your birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so nice of you. You know what? All I'm asking for you to do is make some Texas toast.
I know. You've said it like it's so special. It's like butter bread. We'll do it. Texas toast, ribs.
Texas toast, ribs. He likes grits.
Oh, you like shrimp and grits?
Like, collard greens.
Oh.
Grits.
You're very Southern.
Yeah, he likes...
Do you want like cornbread?
He likes like porridge type stuff.
Yeah.
Like kind of like oatmeal with that texture.
Porridge?
Yeah, he likes that.
So you want like all your meat blended?
No, he likes grits, like porridge. porridge
I'll
stuff
make you
with,
some
like, butter in
some
it.
Grits.
Yeah. Okay, Midnight. Now, Midnight Blue is the song I heard last night.
Yeah, it's like a surfy song.
Yeah, so what inspired, how'd you get the title and what inspired the song?
Okay, what inspired the song is I listened, that was the last song that I wrote most recently. So I listened to the album and I took the advice of my mother who says that my music is too melancholy and all kind of... deep, and she wanted something like lively, so I wrote that for her. It's more like, as you heard, like has a lot of uplifting beat,
surfy
type of vibe. So I just wanted to make like
it's
a fun, fast song. And the name, I don't really know. I just put that on there.
It's a beautiful title, by the way.
Thank you. It's a beautiful color.
Yeah. Can I give you like my, like when I listen to your music, like what it reminds me of? Like, can I just tell you? You remind me of a little bit of Mazzy Star infused into like a Karen O.
Wow. Those are like really great things to infuse.
Am I way off when I say that, or like what do you think when
I not.
Say that? Is that a compliment?
Of course. Okay. Those are like the best.
I like that's some good stuff right there.
Thank you. Yeah. Karen O is awesome and Mazzy Star is
I've
awesome.
Reached out to her several times.
She has a new like a new collaboration with
I wanted her so
name.
Bad. I wanted her so bad.
She'll
but
come.
You know, the thing about me is I'm just accepting the fact that I get ignored when I DM people. But hey, they probably don't ever see it.
You DM'd Crispin Glover.
I did. How did you know that?
I was behind you in the car. You were like, "Hey,
so Crispin Glover
at like 2 in the morning."
Hold up, I'm gonna make this announcement.
He watches this.
I know, Crispin. Crispin, I love you, brother. If you're watching the Stevie Weeby Show, I would love for you to be a guest. We could talk about just the stuff you want to talk about. I need George McFly up in this piece. Okay, so I'm just going
to
leave it at
that.
What
did you say to him? I want to know.
It was just, when I reach out to people, it's nothing but respect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing but respect.
All
Do you like that
things.
I'm doing this? Because I like this. Because we're going through and this is going to give them a good outline of this.
I love this.
Okay, so let's go to track 4, Countdown.
Craig's song. That's just for Craig. That's all I have to say
oh,
about
that.
Oh,
that's Craig's song.
Yeah.
It's his beat machine.
It has
machine.
A TR-08.
The TR-808. Okay. Yeah. And then how did you come up with the title? Are you talking about like New Year's Eve Countdown or what is...
No, it's my shortest song on the album, so I just called it Countdown because I figured like it's short, so it's going...
Countdown from 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem.
I don't know. I'm not good with titles. I lay them on last.
Yeah. I'm not good either. Yeah. You know, a lot of artists, it's funny, a lot of artists are the exact opposite. A lot of artists will come up with their song titles first before any music's laid down.
Crazy. I can't even
and
imagine.
And then they start creating it. So it's kind of like they lay it down like a outline or a book
They're
or
like
a book
senseis.
Outline.
They have their thing down. So I'm not there yet.
I'm like you. I'm
frazzled.
I'm just like, I don't know what to name this thing.
Yeah. There's only one that has like a good title and it means a lot.
Can I guess which one it is?
Yes. I feel right now like you
ghost
have
in the Ghost in my heart?
No.
hold up. I know. Afterglow?
That's my favorite song.
Okay, but I'm wrong on both?
Yeah. This is
1993.
I'm so sorry. No.
Okay. Baby, It's You.
No.
It's True, You Lie.
I'll give you a clue. It's the last song.
For You.
Yes. I knew you had
it.
I like felt like you had it.
Oh my God. I was wrong like 5 times.
I wrote
okay,
that
let's
for
go
Diego.
Back. Okay. That's Diego's song?
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. Let's go. Let's stay in order though.
Okay.
We're on track 5 called Ghost in My Heart. Who's the ghost in your heart?
That's about someone in my past that meant a lot to me.
Ex-boy?
Yeah.
What's his name?
His name was Dom.
So Dom, if you're listening, get this album called Permanent Discontent listen to track 5, Ghost in My Heart, and the song is about you, Dom.
Do you have anyone from your past that will always mean something to you? Something both positive and negative? Tell me. Look at me. Are you saying that me?
No, I'm just kind of like, I'm like, this is like, because I'm currently in a relationship.
I am too. Think about what we
just did. And depending on my answer, you know what I mean? It could change like it could turn a good weekend to a bad weekend.
I can tell that that's a no and you don't, so we can just move on.
Yeah.
Afterglow.
Okay, okay.
That's
so,
my favorite song.
Wait, hold on. No. You're like skipping steps.
What? That was the next
one. No. Ghost in My Heart. So that means he's still in your... Dom is his name?
Yeah.
Dom is still kind of in your heart, but he's like a ghost. He's dead. He's kind of like a dead entity in your heart, right? I don't want to get too into... I'm trying to feel the song out.
It's a metaphor for a memory.
Okay, can you recite...
He's not literally dead.
Right. But it's metaphorically speaking. Right.
Yeah.
Can you recite a couple words just to kind of like... Just to give me like a better idea? Like, I know you don't have everything memorized. Well, you do because you're about to perform. So go ahead, just say a couple... Can you maybe sing it or say it into the mic there? And then I'll just try to capture... I just want to get the vibe.
You loved me the first time, but never the last. All the silent years I waited here, with promises in my mind, broken.
Whoa, that's some... You wrote that like...
With a pen.
With that, I know you wrote it with the pen, but you wrote it with your heart.
Yeah. Yeah, I have one.
Now, is there... I'm just guessing, because I love Diego. All I know is Diego, so Dom is nothing to me. I don't care about Dom.
Wow.
He's nothing.
Let's
cut
half of this out.
Like, what? I mean, Dom, I love you, but I have never met you. If I met you, I might love you.
You did.
But I don't know.
Him.
But I did.
Yeah.
I met Dom.
He came to my show.
I met him.
Yeah.
I don't think I did.
But you did. You met him at the bar.
Okay, I take it back. So Dom, we're good. We're cool.
He's a good friend of mine.
Okay. But so you guys still kept a good relationship.
Relationships are very complicated.
Is he a musician too?
No.
Okay, it'd be crazy if he wrote a song about you.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. So do you think, what are your reasonings for writing that? Is it just to have resolution or to have closure on that chapter that chapter in your life?
I guess you could say it's for closure, but I'm just a human that has feelings, and when I feel and I decide to write about it, I feel it.
You feel
just
it.
Put it out.
Mm-hmm.
Put it out. Get it out. Maybe it'll go away. Maybe it won't.
How many... Is that a whole page of lyrics for that particular song?
That's my longest song. Seven minutes.
That's a 7-minute song?
Yeah.
How much... Is that, I'm guessing 4 pages of lyrics?
No, I think that'd be like a 50-minute song. It's just a page.
It's a full page.
It's a lot of music in that song.
There's a lot of music.
Like
in
an outro.
Song.
It's a good one.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Permanent Discontent. Get the album now on what's the website?
RainVerlaneMusic.com.
RainVerlaneMusic.com. Definitely support my girl here. Okay.
Get the album and you get a massage.
Get the album. Get the massage from Mr. Efros here.
Tattoo.
Oh, yeah. The tattoo gets a massage. Track 6 is Afterglow. Go ahead.
That is a single that I already have out. I performed it at my show last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very synth pop, dream pop. I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's simple.
Do you have a keyboard in there?
Yeah, I have a keyboard.
What kind of keyboard is it?
I just have a Yamaha keyboard and then a Korg synth and then, yeah.
But you have a lot of, what do you record on again? I was really impressed with the sound. What was it
again? The audio interface?
Yeah, the audio interface.
It's a Presonus box. It's Studio One.
Yeah, that does a trick for you.
Yeah, we've really like learned the kinks, so it's like working for us. It's not the best, but...
Right, it's not like Pro Tools.
But we've learned through it.
Right,
so
right.
It's working.
Did you and Diego learn it together as like...
Yes.
He
learned it first because he's just like... software savvy.
He is, isn't he?
Is he a robot?
He's a special
he
guy.
He might be.
He's a special Spaniard.
Yeah, he's
very,
a special Spaniard.
Very special guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, he's
but
sharp.
But Afterglow, we did with GarageBand, the whole song.
There's my girl right there. That's the homie right
Nothing
there.
Nothing against GarageBand.
Speaking of GarageBand, I recorded my last album entirely on GarageBand.
I know.
Without a mic.
And you did it on your own.
Right. I just wrapped it into, I didn't even have a mic. And I did out of the production.
Yeah.
Get that at stevieweebybandcamp.com, please. And support the independent artists here, okay?
Collage of the Mirage.
Collage of the Mirage. Did you have fun at our last show?
I had so much fun.
I was a little depressed.
Why? Because you missed Game of Thrones.
During the Game of Thrones grand finale.
Didn't like the last season suck anyway?
Yeah, but it was just the scheduling of it. If you didn't make it to the show, definitely check out the vlog. It's on my YouTube channel.
It was awesome. I think that place sounded like great. You guys killed it.
Thanks.
The lighting was super cool. I don't know if you noticed that.
No, I didn't notice. I just try to make the best of it. I had fun.
There was fruit in your green room. Did you eat fruit?
I ate an apple.
Yeah.
And hula hooped a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
And drank some water. Yeah. Oh, we're going to do a show together, right?
Yes.
So how are we going to make, let's just talk about it right now. So it's going to be at El Cid.
Okay, so yes, committed to a show with me.
So like, how are we going to do it? We'll get like, Omni Boy. Hey, Omni Boy, I'm going to holler at Omni Boy.
I feel like we should do like at least one song together.
That'd be amazing. Could we do that?
It's up to you.
Could I sing?
I would do it now.
Could I try to sing it?
Yes.
If I practice?
I'll tell you if you can or can't.
If I practice?
I'll be honest. I'll be like,
I'll only do it if Craig does it with us and like we do
Craig
a ballad.
Craig can play his 808.
No, he has to come through and sing with us.
Oh, Craig sings. Did you hear him do the rap?
Yeah,
the
Gangster's Paradise.
Wow, his voice changed. It was like kind of weird.
Dude, Craig could sing.
Yeah.
And rap.
I know.
We'll talk about it, but let's figure out a date. El Cid in Silver Lake there.
End of August.
End of August, 30th, something like that.
It was like the 27th.
So they reached out to you?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll try to figure out like who could be on the lineup. So I'm thinking, so it's obviously going to be you, me, and then I'll reach out to Omni Boy.
That'd be cool.
Oh, maybe Leilani, the homie Leilani.
If she wants, that'd be awesome.
Because she's cool too.
No, she's great. I watched her episode.
Her
voice is like, really,
it's unique
really
too.
Unique. Yeah.
You know what? You
she
guys.
She reminds me of a lot of Coco Rosie.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that, but she's very unique.
Yeah.
You should collab with her.
I'd love to.
Okay, so let's try to figure out the lineup now. So it's gonna be
like
you
now. Okay.
You, me, Leilani,
Omni
Boy,
Crispin Glover,
and Flea,
and maybe Karen O.
And Flea.
If she decides to be cool. Flea?
Should I ask
He's
Money
always
Mark?
Down.
Should I ask Mark? Money Mark?
I would.
Maybe he could do a solo set?
Or keyboard, play with you.
Keyboard?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're just coming up with the lineup now. Look out for
it's
El
be like
Cid.
A,
the end of
the bill's
August.
The bill's going to have 8 acts on it.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
How much should we charge at the door? $10.
Oh, I was thinking like steeper. This is
$15.
This is a once in a yeah.
$15. $20. $20. Okay.
$25.99.
Look out for it. At El Cid in Silver Lake, California, the
which
end
is
of
like
August.
A very cool venue.
Rain Verlaine, Stevie Weeby,
Leilani,
Omni Boy. More to be announced.
Yeah.
Now let's get back to this beautiful album here. Track 7, White.
White. That is a metaphor.
About what? The cloud?
About an experience in the clouds.
I was right.
Yeah. You usually are.
I just said cloud.
Yeah. Well, we're connected.
I was right. Craig thought cocaine. Do you
Craig
believe this
always
guy?
Thinks.
You always think cocaine. Cocaine and fill in the blank, but we won't go there.
I don't even know what that means.
Cocaine and Slurpees.
Can I do this?
So White's about a metaphor about the clouds?
Traveling through time, evolving, cocaine.
No cocaine. It's about the clouds.
Of course.
Okay, good. How long is that song?
Jeez.
Three.
It's like school. I think it's about three and a half minutes.
I'm having like
Do you need to go to the hospital?
No, I'm just having this weird cramp.
Yeah.
Like
it's,
just
it's LaCroix.
Like,
they take a toll on your health.
No, I thought this was supposed to be healthy for you.
Have you Googled it? There's unknown chemicals in this.
What?
It's not good for you.
LaCroix is not good for you?
Just Google it.
What about Perrier? Well,
what if they want to sponsor you? I feel like we should talk about this off camera.
Oh, no, they're fantastic drinks. Everybody, Hey.
To health.
Cheers to LaCroix. Even though I'm about to have a heart attack right now.
Yeah. Are you actually okay?
I feel like someone, can I be honest with you? I feel like someone took like a dull
gas?
Knife and just kind of pierced.
Is it sharp?
It's like a sharp.
Is it like tubular? Like a line? It feels like a vein filled with air.
Yeah.
You have gas.
What?
You have gas from yesterday's Thai food.
Oh, it's the Thai food. It's not Colin Drake.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the song White. We covered it. We just covered it.
Yes.
It's about the cloud. It's metaphorical, right?
We want to believe.
Yeah. You kind of freaked me out with the LaCroix comment there. We'll talk after, but that kind of freaked me out a little bit.
It's actually true.
Okay, but what about Arrowhead, a mountain spring carbonated
water? I don't know anything
water?
About.
What about the other brands? Are they all? Should I just drink normal water?
Yes.
What is Craig? what's the water
he
Craig
He drinks the mountain spring.
Yeah, what's the thing you get, Craig?
Sprouts. Mountain
so,
Valley.
Yeah, I'm going to start doing that. I'm
That's
gonna go
just
to Sprouts.
Water.
I know, but it's like Obama used to drink it.
Oh, we need to drink it then.
We have to drink it.
Yeah.
It's called Mountain Valley.
Craig, are you running for president?
Yeah, he is.
He should.
I thought the whole time I was being very health conscious and being
everyone
like,
does.
I'm like making wise health decisions, but it's
I
I'm
think
not.
You're relatively healthy.
It's because I only eat one meal a day.
You're not healthy.
That's not healthy. How many meals do you eat?
Two or three.
How do you keep in such good shape?
I walk and I run.
And you've been going up running lately.
Yeah. Do you want to go with me?
Yeah. Can we come with you? Can me and
yeah,
Craig
Yeah, I go with
come?
Craig.
He goes
the long way.
Wait, you've gone without me, you and Craig?
Multiple times. With Arthur and...
I want to go.
Remember we snuck in?
Oh, yeah. We snuck in at night.
Yeah.
Those were fun days.
Yeah. We watched the fireworks.
We watched the fireworks. That was a 4th of July?
Yes. Oh, did you know that at the Hollywood Forever, they're playing Mad Max with fireworks for the 4th of July this year?
Fury Road?
Yeah.
The new one?
Yeah.
With Charlize Theron?
Yes, and Tom Hardy.
And Tom Hardy?
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm kind of... I don't know how I feel about that.
Me neither about being at a cemetery
yeah,
on
yeah,
like
exactly.
people's...
It's disrespectful, dude.
Super, but...
It's like, let's
a lot
go
of
watch,
things
let's
are.
Go watch movies on a, you know, like in a graveyard.
The bodies.
Yeah, it's like, so it's disrespectful.
Yeah.
The
money goes toward the fixing up the cemetery.
Craig just said the money goes to fixing up the cemetery.
But if you think about it, like we're putting ourselves as
right.
just like stomping on them.
Yeah, but I still want them to let the dead rest.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, R.I.P. Rest in peace. Not rest in like
pieces
show like Mad Max
on
a double feature movie
yeah.
on our tombstone.
Yeah.
So well, I don't know. I've always felt weird about
it. I've
that.
Never been. I just saw that they're playing
it's
that.
It's so funny how people like pick their picnic table and they drink wine.
People
and
have a low dis-
cheese.
They have a.
What's up with that? Craig just said you don't
Where
watch
do you
the movie
watch
on
it?
The gravestones.
I thought you like
no,
put your blankets over them.
No, not on the gravestones. It's like a patch of land by the
mausoleum.
Oh, so it's not on the
better.
Graves. Well, that changes it a little. I don't
changes
know.
It a lot.
A lot, right?
It's pretty fun.
So now
they also do photo shoots there, which is weird.
That's kind of weird. Hey, let's get our headshots done at the cemetery.
Yeah.
No. God, Craig keeps like defending. I don't like the way you're defending.
Oh, he's into it.
I don't
oh,
like the way you're defending
Chris Cornell.
The cemetery.
Yeah, they have like the. I guess you can pay to go see, the memorial.
Say oh. that again into the mic, Chris Cornell and the Ramones. Something about the Ramones. Joy's Ramones graves there. Okay, so that makes it okay to watch a double feature movie. Can't you just go to the conservatory and do a movie night?
Yeah. But you
I mean,
can't have
no,
fireworks
like, there's no
in
graves
there.
There. You could do fireworks. It's like up on top of the mountain.
There's shows at the Hollywood Forever, too, inside of the actual...
There's like rock shows.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that. Yeah. It's kind of weird.
It goes towards fixing.
See how he's defending them? The cemetery?
Yeah.
All right, we'll talk about it after a little bit more extensively, but back to the album.
Yay.
Track 8, Bad Signs.
That was released on my first EP. I remastered it and added a solo. So a lot of you have already heard it. You know, when I was on the your show the last time,
It seems like a decade ago. Like a year. It was a year ago.
Yeah. Almost exactly a year.
I think it was a year ago.
A few people mixed my song, Bad Signs for Old Times.
The people that watch this?
Yes, and they emailed it to me. That's amazing. They made it yeah, it was awesome, by the way. I think I emailed you back, but I loved it. It was like very trap.
Right. House. How did that make you feel when some stranger just remixed your stuff?
Shocked. I felt shocked.
Did it make you feel good?
Very flattered, yes.
Flattered, right? Did you thank them?
Of course.
Okay. And then they just did that just to be kind, right?
I think that they liked it.
They liked the song enough to remix it. Right.
Yeah. Okay. It was very kind and awesome.
They didn't send you a message like, hey, I'm going to be at the Holiday Inn in Gardena.
Yeah.
If you happen.
That was the payment. Like they sent me the key. Just
stop by room 16.
Does that happen to you a lot?
No. Okay. God, I'm going to quit drinking that for a sec. No, we're almost there. Track 9. It's true.
It's you.
You lie. You lie. Wow. That's an interesting title. Like, what is that referring to?
I renamed Men? That song.
No. It's true, you lie.
No, it's about you.
It's about me?
No. That song was renamed. It was originally When You Were You. So it's just about, I guess not knowing someone that is often dishonest and believes themselves. Have you ever met someone that, actually, they lie to themselves?
Give me an example. Give me an example of that.
I think it's self-explanatory.
They're dishonest with themselves.
Yeah, they create their reality, but it's just not what it is. Very,
You know what? Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead. Complete your thought there.
No, complete it for me.
I was mostly referring to, because, I'm a recovering addict, alcoholic, and it's like, a lot of people that they're kind of people who don't want to get sober, they're like in denial about it. And so they're lying to themselves.
That's one way to see it.
Yeah.
With that I understand what you're saying. Like, that's a way to see it. But I was thinking more along the lines of someone that doesn't want to admit that they're wrong. So they create a reality for themselves because they're comfortable just not admitting for their wrongdoing.
Or not changing.
Or not changing because they can't. They don't want to.
Because it's easier to not change. It's uncomfortable to change.
Right.
It's easier just to do the same stuff. Yeah. It's harder to look at your life in a more critical way.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people, it's just hard for them to face up to the fact if, you know what I'm saying?
I do.
Like
these songs that I wrote, I want people to be able to take them and to fit them into their own life. Like, I want them to relate, to feel and be like, hey, I've been through that, or I know how that feels.
Yeah.
And I just want them to have the emotion that I put into it. So that's it can great. Fit into a lot of different things.
You know, that's when you know it's good art, when you could do that.
You really want to make someone feel, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And then they could kind of come up with their own interpretation of what your song means.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be a definite answer.
Yeah.
It could be different meanings.
Yes, I think that's so beautiful.
That's good art, man. Dude, that's good art.
Thank you.
If you could do that. So you heard it first at the Stevie Weeby Show. Get your copy of Permanent Discontent. Available at
rainverlanemusic.com.
We're almost done. We're down to the last. Okay, so that was track 9.
Last part of my quiz.
Track 10, Baby, It's You.
That is a single that is out already. That is just a Valentine's Day special that I wrote about absolutely nothing. It's
I thought it was about Diego. Baby, It's You.
For You is about him. We're getting to that.
He gets the last. He gets the banger.
Yeah, he deserves that.
He deserves the banger. Oh, that's so sweet.
I did that song, Baby, It's You, on Valentine's Day, and we did a little video for it last minute. I covered the whole living room in foil, and then we recorded.
Yeah,
I taped foil on every single part of Colin's apartment. And
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm putting can I make a proposal to you?
Please.
Have Craig direct your next music video.
I ask Craig all the time to work with me. He refuses.
What?
He says that he's too good.
He does?
Yeah.
What, because he's done movies?
Yeah, he's like, I've done a movie and you want me to work with you? Like, who are you?
I did Hollows Grove. Yeah.
Which I watched on my own because he
I've watched it 5 times. So for those of you who haven't seen Hollows Grove, go and support my man's movie, Hollows Grove.
It's good.
It's a found footage horror film. Definitely peep that out. Look at that. Look at that smile on his face.
He's blushing.
He loves it. Now this is the one I was dying to ask about because this is in the 90s. It's track 11, 1993. Go ahead.
The year I was born.
You were born in 1993?
Yes, I'm 25.
That's when I graduated high school.
I know. Remember, it could be my dad.
All right, we need to cut this out.
Okay.
I'm so old.
Amongst many other things. Yeah.
That's crazy.
I was born in 1993.
So when I was putting on my cap and gown at Poway High,
I was coming out of a vagina.
You were coming out of your mother's vagina.
Don't watch this,
new
Mom.
New to the universe.
Yes.
I don't even know.
You were new to your part of your world, that. And I was new to the actual
and
world.
And now we live in the same apartment complex?
Yeah, and we're friends.
And we're friends. There you go. Do I seem like I'm 40? Be honest.
No, like physically or mentally?
Just both. Go ahead, be honest.
Okay, physically, your skin is about 13. I'm not kidding. Seriously. He genuinely has better skin than I do. Mentally, 17 on a good day.
You're doing great. You're welcome here whenever you want.
On his bad days, like 204.
Fair.
Yeah, but all around... Mid-20s.
Don't I look great?
You look amazing. Wait, what do you actually do, like, on your skin?
Are you being like...
No, I'm not being condescending. I'm being genuine. Like, your skin is not too oily, but it's not dry, and there's no wrinkles.
You know...
So what do you do?
Other women have asked me that. Other women have asked me that.
What is it? Vaseline.
Dial. Yellow Dial soap.
But, like, no face lotion?
Yeah, I used, can I grab what, can I show you what I use?
I'd want you to, because I want to start it. Vaseline! You look like a, you know what? My grandpa does that, and he looks a lot younger.
I use this on my scrotum.
Oh. Show it.
No, because I want this to be monetized, the video.
True.
And I use this on my arms.
I don't want to touch that to okay, my drink.
I'm so sorry. And then I use this. It's just normal Vaseline aloe smooth on my face and my arms and everywhere else.
You look really good.
And I use, you know what? I'll keep this over here.
One's dirty too.
No, it's not dirty. I just use it for different, there's other things I use it for.
Various things.
Yeah, various things. I don't want to get into it because I want to monetize the video. I use Dial Yellow. What, already, dude? We just got started. And I use Yellow Dial soap. Or there's a soap, a 3-pack I get at Ralph's. It's called Dial Naturals. And it smells kind of like, you know, like if you stay at like a Motel 6 or Travelodge, it smells like the normal like soap, like you
generic
would get,
soap,
like a generic
just like soap,
just a generic yeah. soap. I love it.
Well, it's working for you.
So get, you know, really?
Yeah. Do you do like face masks?
No, I don't do any.
Huh?
It's so really do people? Because guys don't. I don't look at Craig's face and say, hey, what kind of moisturizers are you using?
He has pretty good skin too.
He does, but do. Do women look at other people's like skin like on that tip?
At other women sometimes, not usually at men, and be like, "Oh, that guy's skin's so good. I want to know if he uses Vaseline."
So, have you looked at other men's skin and say, "God, that's such dry chap skin"?
Yeah, I have.
Is that a turnoff?
No.
You like dry, flaky,
crunchy, rough.
Flaked,
yeah, like a desert
skin.
Cracked.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, you're from
cool.
Texas, so you
yeah,
probably
I'm used to that.
Used to that.
Yeah.
We're almost there.
Reptile man.
We got I want to get down to the last couple. So we're on the last song. For you, and then this is perfect timing because we have like about 5 minutes left, and then I want to do a couple more announcements and blast your information at the end. Yeah, so this last song is about who?
This last song called For You.
Who's the lucky guy? Diego.
It was formerly known as European Lover, but I just changed it 3 days ago before I made these to For You. And it's just an acoustic I did with the guitar, and it's very simple, and it's about Diego.
That's amazing.
He's been so supportive, and he's stuck by my side through everything.
How many years?
3 years. And he's
how many years? 3 years by your side.
Yes.
And then he makes you Spanish omelets.
I don't know how he's done it, like stayed and done it.
Do you guys ever fight? I've never heard you fight in there once.
You're saying that like you have.
No, I haven't. The other couple I have.
Yeah, they were like breaking through your wall.
Yeah.
We don't really fight. Definitely not physically.
Do your parents like him?
They love him.
They love him.
Mm-hmm.
And vice versa?
He did magic for them, and they didn't understand it. And he cooks when he goes there.
To Texas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so for part three, the Rain Verlaine part three,
yes,
it's going to be a Texas edition.
Texas toast edition.
It's going to be all the thing, just you, just everything about Texas, part three.
Let's do it.
Are you satisfied with the way things kind of flowed this episode?
Very.
So,
are you?
Yeah, I mean, it just, I feel, because it's like this, I feel like we're just starting.
Right.
And it's already been an hour.
Oh, it's been an hour?
Yes. It seems like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
It's already,
that's
like,
weird.
Remind the listeners and viewers where they could purchase your album, where they could purchase your merch, where they could go see you perform, and go ahead, take it away.
Okay. You can purchase my merch, my album, and anything that has to do with me, except for me, on rainverlanemusic.com. You can come see me perform at the Hotel Cafe August 3rd on the main stage, 9 p.m. That's in Hollywood. And
how do they get tickets?
I don't know yet.
Show up.
I'll be posting about it on my Instagram, which is rainverlane. Mm-hmm. And
how do you spell that for those of... Please spell it out.
R-A-Y-N-E space V-E-R-L-A-I-N-E.
You got it?
No.
I mean, you got it out there? The
yes.
Spelling? Okay. did we get everything?
Definitely.
Everything.
Well, off camera, we have some business to discuss.
I know. We'll
talk
about it.
But we have everything, and I'm really excited about this, and I appreciate you so
much.
Dude,
you're welcome. Yeah, don't you have a Bandcamp
That's the only place I'm...
Spotify
other than, like,
or?
I'm going to be selling it in person at the show, but the website's the only place. I don't have a...
You didn't put it on iTunes or nothing?
Like, to purchase... Oh, yes. You can purchase, like, digitally Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, and Amazon. I'll plug everything on my social media.
Good. So when this comes out, it'll be time for your show.
Yes.
It'll be perfect timing.
Yeah.
Right?
August 3rd. And it's a full band show.
Really?
Yeah.
Who are the other bandmates?
I hired two, and then I know a drummer that's going to be playing.
Wow.
I want to say their names in case they quit.
Okay,
but
all right.
They're really cool.
But they're coming?
Yeah. It's going to be a full two guitar, bass, drums, me. An experience.
Support.
Oh, and then El Cid.
El Cid, we could possibly be doing a show with a lot of other acts.
Look out for that.
Okay. Look out for that. Support my home girl right here, Rain Verlaine. Okay?
Yes.
Everything
Thank
Rain
you.
Verlaine. Okay? So I just have a few announcements. There's no sponsorships. There's no Little Ray this week. That's why it's good because we could take our time right now. We're almost done, Craig. I have a Patreon attached to the show. Patreon.com/StevieWeeby. I got to shout out the new patrons, Jaime Soares, Mark Anthony, and my man, Scott Murray. I'm working on the portrait tonight, brother. Okay. I'm going to mail it out for you. Okay. So, and then I have my music's at stevieweebybandcamp.com. Shout out to Alexis Cortez, Michael Martinez, and Isa Mezquela, who bought some music off my Bandcamp. I appreciate that. But the most important thing right now is I finally have my own website after 3 years, stevieweebyshow.com. www.stevieweebyshow.com. And right now I might have a special shirt available for a limited run. Just check out the inventory and you might be surprised, but definitely go and check all that merch out and support the artists here. Okay,
support the art.
Proud of you, buddy.
Proud of you.
We're going to have fun if we do that show at El Cid. Look out for the El Cid show at the end of August.
Yeah.
After my 23rd birthday.
23.
23 years old. With that being said.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.